into the shadow in just a minute. Friends, when you've seen the new Blue Coal Tentmaster in action, you will know why thousands of homeowners are so enthusiastic about this revolutionary new temperature regulator. The Tentmaster, that T-E-M-P, Tentmaster, is post-war design, post-war manufactured. The last word in carefree heating comfort. Listen to this letter.
The new Blue Coal Tentmaster makes a tremendous difference in our homes. Now we have even healthful warmth at all times. But we never have to adjust furnace dampers. And we're burning much less fuel.
It's a fact. And remember this. The Tentmaster can be installed on any furnace, old or new. You'll be amazed when you find out how little it costs to have one installed. Get a Blue Coal Tentmaster with the exclusive Blue Coal feature, the Electric Eye Thermostat. The flashing light of the Electric Eye tells you the exact position of furnace dampers at all times. The Tentmaster, unconditionally guaranteed for 5 years, is exclusive with Blue Coal dealers. Call the nearest Blue Coal dealer and arrange for a demonstration tomorrow. You'll find him listed in the classified phone book under the word Blue Coal. And now, back to the shadow. Involved in a mysterious murder in a mental institution, Margot and Lamont have only an hour ago discovered the body of Douglas, the second patient to meet strange and sudden death. Together, they have left Dr. Stoner's sanitarium and are now driving through the moonlit countryside.
Well, I don't understand it, Lamont. First, you announce dramatically that the case is only just beginning, and then we meekly say goodbye, leaving the doctor to gloat over Douglas's supposed suicide.
Suppose he's right, Margot. I haven't a shred of evidence that I could swear that so-called doctor forced him to do it. Made him write that note, too.
Well, then I really don't understand why we left the sanitarium.
I wanted to give the donor and his nurse a chance to relax. We can catch them off guard when we get back.
Well, I see.
Right now. We're driving around in a circle for the last hour. Now we're back to the start.
The sanitarium gate.
Now, out you get, darling. Go the rest of the way on foot. A little surprise, is it?
Not if we can surprise that doctor. He thinks he's thought of everything.
There's at least one loose end around.
What's that?
Evelyn.
She's told us all she knows. She said to herself.
She may remember more. With a shadow.
The door open. Oh, my God. The cat.
No, Evelyn. There's no cat here.
Then who are you?
The shadow. Your friend.
But how could a shadow talk to me? They're just playing tricks the way the doctor does.
Listen to me, Evelyn. This is very serious. Old Mr. Burton was a good friend of yours, wasn't he?
Yes.
And Douglas, too. They've both been murdered, Evelyn. Can you guess who did it?
Of course. I've known all along. The cat.
Tell me more about this cat, Evelyn. Are you sure it really exists?
But it must. Should it kill Mr. Burton and Mr. Douglas?
Describe it to me.
Oh, it's big, Shadow. It eats raw meat. They had to use a whip on it. Its claws are very sharp. And when it snarls at me, I scream and scream.
When does this cat snarl at you?
Every time the doctor ties me up in the cellar. He wants the cat to kill me, you see. To tear me to pieces.
This cat is in the cellar, Evelyn?
Yes, Shadow. But don't go down there. I like you. I don't want you to die. I don't want you to be torn to pieces. Oh, Shadow, where are you? Where are you?
Oh, stop that, Laura.
I can't help
off the
Pull yourself together. We'll get away with it this time, just as we did with Cranston.
But Cranston...
Cranston was here when Douglas died, and he left thoroughly baffled. He hasn't got a thing on us.
Are you sure, Frank?
We are completely in the clear, Laura.
You're wonderful.
Yeah. That's better, Laura. I like you and your smile.
Oh, I wish we could get away from here. I wish we...
What's the matter, Laura?
Out the window, look. There's someone out there.
Cranston and the Lane girl.
And they're going toward the cellar door.
Well, they must have talked to Evelyn. She must have told them about the cat. Come on, Laura.
Where?
Down to the cellar by the house stairs. We have a little surprise to prepare for Mr. Cranston.
Down here in the
cellar
in the morning. I can't see
anything. Should be light with you, if you can just find it. But I'll turn on the
light. Oh, that's better. Ooh, what a place. Full of cobwebs and dust.
More than that down here, if we can believe Evelyn's story.
You mean the giant cat she's talking about?
She must have been exaggerating. Again, she might not. Look against that wall, Margot.
Rope.
Evelyn said the doctor tied her up down here periodically in the dark.
Tied her up?
To get her out of her mind. He kept telling her that a cat would jump out and claw her to pieces while she was strung up.
How horrible.
Hey. Look at that over there where I'm shining my light, Margot.
A large pan with raw meat in it. And a whip. Lamont, you don't think Evelyn's story of the giant cat is true.
I'm beginning to believe it is.
Then the cat's down here with us in the basement. She might be hiding in a dark corner. Any one of these corners.
Easy, darling.
Let's get out of here, Lamont. Let's get out of this dark, horrible cellar.
Margot.
Sorry, darling. The whole idea of this mental institution is constant. What? Listen.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Come from behind the door to that cauldron over there.
Let's get out of here.
Stay here and hold this flash, Margot. I'll go over and open the door.
No, please.
Margot, we've got to find out what's down here.
Of course.
Keep the flashlight on the door.
All right.
Here goes.
There it is. Ah!
What?
Stop you!
There. That ought to hold them both for a little while.
What do we do now?
Leave them here and get upstairs as fast as we can.
They'll come to in a little while, shouldn't we?
Kill them, you mean?
Well,
oh, don't be a fool, Laura. Nobody has anything on us for disposing of a patient, but if we murdered these two now, we might hang them.
All right, then. What do we do?
You take the cat upstairs and then get Evelyn.
You mean the cat and Evelyn?
That's exactly what I mean. Before they come to, we've got to destroy our last witness. Come in here, Evelyn.
No, Doctor, please.
I said come in here.
No.
Evelyn, I haven't time to fool with you. I said come into this room.
You're
hurting me. Now, Evelyn, why did you tell Mr. Cranston the cat was in the cellar?
But I didn't.
Don't lie to me. You were responsible for what happened to Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane. You must pay for it.
But what did happen to them?
Both of them dead, Evelyn. Clawed to pieces by the wildcat.
No, no.
Yes, Evelyn. And the wildcat's still hungry. It's up here now, waiting for you.
I don't believe it.
A wildcat behind that closet door, Evelyn.
And when we let it out, it'll claw you to death.
All right, Evelyn, down into this chair here in front of the closet. Laura, get the trap.
Yes, I've got them. There. Now the feet. Don't strap me down, please.
Now, Evelyn, you can't. Now I'm going to count three slowly. I'm going to fling open the closet door.
No, no.
One.
Not the cat, please.
Two.
I can't stand it.
Three. What's holding my arm? Who is it?
The shadow, Doctor.
The shadow.
Get away from that closet, Doctor. Get away. Your torture of helpless people has come to an end, Doctor Stoner.
What do you mean?
The law has a place for you. You too will know the terrors of the mind when you sit in the electric chair. At first, I'm going to prove to your patients that her fears are only imaginary.
What are you talking about?
Your plan to frighten Evelyn to death was clumsy, Doctor, very clumsy. When I open the closet door, Evelyn, you'll see.
It's a wildcat.
It won't hurt you, Evelyn.
Stay away from that door.
The cat.
Yes, Evelyn. But not the wild beast you were led to believe it was, only a starved and frightened alligator. Like everything else in this wicked institution, Evelyn, the cat was merely a device calculated to cause death by imagination.
Now let me present Lou Cole's distinguished heating authority, John Barclay.
Thank you, Don Hancock, and good evening, Fred. Perhaps I could emphasize the easy way to run a furnace if I point out today the things you should not do. Here's a list of the most important don'ts. Don't burn trash in a furnace. That's a sure way to get a dirty furnace, clinkers, and poor heat. Don't operate the furnace with the firebox only partly filled. A thin fire wastes fuel because the fire burns up too quickly. A deep fire bed actually conserves fuel, so keep your fire at all times at least level with the bottom of the coaling door. Don't shake grates roughly. You'll find that gentle shaking actually conserves fuel. So stop shaking when you see the first faint red glow in the ash tin. Follow these simple good firing rules, and you'll get more satisfaction, and what's more important, more heat from the coal you burn. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the shadows' daring battle against the forces of evil. This is Don Hancock saying, keep the home fires burning with Blue Coal. The Shadow is presented by the D.L. & W. Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal.